The piano player there, his name was Anthony Berger, 41 years old, about 3 or 4 years ago, passed away on one of the cruises that they had down in the Caribbean. And the piano player they now have is named Gordon Mote, and he is the piano player for the Gaither Vocal Band, for the Gaithers, and plays in all the concerts. He actually played for almost all the big names in Nashville, all the big country and western names in Nashville. He has played for them and is on many of their recordings. It's unusual. He is a blind man and plays with only like 9 fingers. There's one little pinky kind of never hits the keyboard. It's kind of interesting to watch it. I was talking to him, not this year, but last year I talked to him after having listened to the song. And we were talking about being blind and what the song was meaning to him. One little story that was told, and this was told at one of the some of the concerts, is that Gordon does see it all. He is blind, but he sees it all. And he and his wife were in one of the cabins, and this was on one of the Alaskan cruises. It was in a cabin, and she was going through the different things to what they could do and so forth, and was on there and found out that they could go and watch whales. They'd go whale watching. And it was guaranteed that if they did not see a whale, they'd get their money back. Pastor Eric has been talking to us about superheroes in the Bible. Last week, he talked about superheroes in his life and superheroes in the church and the community. One common characteristic of these people is that they show mercy, are at peace, and are looking to share their love. They have a true love for people. Eric is still looking for you to fill out and share with him some of the heroes in your life, your heroes in this church and community. Make sure that you fill out on the, maybe fill out some spot it there and put it in the offering plate. Email him early this week or send a letter, because this coming week, I believe, will be probably his last sermon on superheroes, and he will be talking about that, so he needs this information. So do get the information to him. As you saw in your bulletin also, the Leslie Hill and the stewardship team is also wanting to put together some personal stories from members of our congregation or people and organizations in the community who have been blessed by the ministry of our church or have been touched by the act of love by one of our church members. Leslie would like to have the information by the end of August. Make sure you include names and your reasons for including these people. Her name, address, and email address is in the new 2009 yellow-covered directories that we have made up. Jude's message is to Christians everywhere. Opposition would come and godless teachers would arrive, but Christians should contend for the faith. God's word and the gift of eternal life have infinite value and have been entrusted to God's faithful followers. There are many people who live in opposition to God and His followers. They twist God's truth, seeking to deceive and destroy the unwary. But God's truth must go forth, carried and defended by those who have committed their lives to God's Son. It's an important task, an awesome responsibility, and a profound privilege to have this commission. Are you up to the task? Are you a Christian? I am a Christian. The next time someone says to you, "I thought you were supposed to be a Christian," keep this in mind. When I say I am a Christian, I'm not shouting, "I'm clean." I'm whispering, "I was lost. Now I'm found and forgiven." When I say I am a Christian, don't speak of this with pride. I'm confessing that I stumble and need Christ to be my guide. When I say I am a Christian, I'm not trying to be strong, but I am professing that I am weak and I need His strength to carry on. When I say I am a Christian, I'm not bragging of success. I'm admitting I have failed, and I need God to clean up my mess. When I say I am a Christian, I'm not claiming to be perfect. My flaws are far too visible, but God believes I am worth it. When I say I am a Christian, I still feel the sting of pain, and I have my share of heartaches, so I call upon His name. When I say I am a Christian, I'm not holier than you are. I am a simple sinner who received God's good grace somehow. Praise God. 1 John 3:18 says, "Let us not love with words or tongue, but with action and truth." Amen and amen. Let us now stand and sing our song of invitation, blue hymnal number 408, "The Gifts of Love."